Support comes from the Wiregrass Archives at Troy University's Dothan campus, identifying and preserving historical documents and photographs for research related to the Wiregrass region. More information at troy.edu/wiregrassarchives.
You ain't nothing but a hound.
Troy Public Radio, this is In Focus, and I'm Carolyn Hutchison. So many songs tell stories, and no one knows that better than singer-songwriter Bob Corley. He visits In Focus by Skype today, where we'll begin to explore popular songs with a connection to our radio coverage area, songs he calls noteworthy.
And Daddy, I know.
Bob Corley, welcome to Troy Public Radio. Thanks for joining us today.
Happy to be with you.
Bob, this music leading into our conversation, who is that? And she's from Alabama.
It's Big Mama Thornton, born Willie Mae Thornton down in Ayrton, Alabama. Her version of Hound Dog preceded Elvis Presley's radio version. But yeah, she was born in Ayrton in 1926. They moved up to Troy when she was about 4 years old. As with so many artists, whether African-American or Caucasian, a grounding in the church. Her father was a Baptist minister. Her mother sang in the choir. And you find this kind of connection throughout so many singer-songwriters' lives. She learned instruments by ear, picked up the harmonica by listening to her brother play it. She later learned the drums very competently, but it is a testament to her sense and understanding of rhythm. And she has been called by more than one knowledgeable writer one of the most influential figures in rock music, compared to people like Bessie Smith and Memphis Minnie, who were two of her idols that she greatly admired. She would actually said in an interview she did before she died that she could sing louder than any microphone. She was confident, arrogant. She was intimidating. And she was described as having a raw power on stage and a big stage presence. We've got a song I'll talk about in a minute that became a big hit for another white singer.
She was honored posthumously by the city of Ayrton, Alabama, with her own historical marker.
I will get down there and see that one day. I definitely will.
Now, you mentioned another famous singer, and the song we led in with, of course, was Hound Dog. So you must be talking about Elvis Presley. Was there a difference in these two versions?
Oh, extremely different. The songwriting team of Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller wrote Hound Dog for Big Mama Thornton. They told her they liked her growling voice, and that's the way she wanted to deliver it. And she did. And it was her biggest hit. They sold 2 million copies, and this is 1952. It became number one on the Billboard R&B charts for 7 weeks. She got paid $500 total, no royalties. Back then, African-American performers, whether they're doing their own material or someone else's, they didn't get royalties. That's unfortunately the way the system worked back then. But let's jump forward for 4 years. Elvis Presley's in Las Vegas listening to Freddie Bell and the Bell Boys performing. Bell had changed the lyrics to Hound Dog. Elvis Presley heard it, and that's the version he recorded in 1956. It sold 10 million copies and stayed at the number one for 11 weeks. The songwriters were totally unimpressed and upset at the Presley version and how they changed the words.
Why did they change the words?
I think it made it more palatable what Big Mama Thornton's version was. As the songwriter said, it was about a two-timing, no-count gigolo who is trying to get this woman to let him come live in her house. And I mean, it, you know, and her line, you know, quit snooping around my door. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. It had nothing to do with crying all the time or you ain't never caught a rabbit. That was all in the other version. But that's the version they wrote for her, the version she delivered. And if your listeners haven't heard it, you've got to listen to that full version. It is incredible.
We have another song, and here's an excerpt from that. The lead-in is so famous, Bob. And here it is, and I want you to tell us about this song after we hear a few bars.
There are stars in the southern sky. southward as you go. There is moonlight and moss in the trees. Down the seven bridges roll.
Bob, that must be the Eagles. What's the backstory?
That song was written by a young man named Steve Young, and there's different accounts of where he was born and where he lived. Some say Noonan, Georgia, and he moved to Gadsden early, and then he came to Montgomery. But he was in Montgomery playing folk, blues, country, gospel influences at a couple of clubs in Montgomery. Shady Grove Folk Club, the corner of Cleveland Avenue and Fairview Avenue, which is Cleveland's now Rosa Parks Avenue, and a place called the Roxy Drive-In. Neither one of them are there anymore. One interviewer talked to him and said he had a job as a milkman so he could play at night. At one of these venues, he met a young man named Jimmy Evans, who later became Attorney General. They became roommates and great friends. Sometime in the early mid-60s, three of them were driving south on Woodley Road, which has been known for years as Seven Bridges Road. And it was Steve Young, Jimmy Evans, and another friend, journalist and novelist Wayne Greenhaw. They were traveling south in Evans' car, stopped to look at the full moon and the moss in the trees. Steve Young, according to them, who were in the car, sat on the fender, started writing, and finished the song when he got back to their apartment.
So this would be the contemporary what road in Montgomery?
South of Woodley. If you go past the bypass, down that road, and I have traveled that and counted and taken pictures of these bridges, and there are seven bridges down that road.
It was a gigantic hit for the Eagles, one of their signature songs. And to think that it was about Montgomery and started here.
Huge hit. Young had it on an album he released in 1970 or 71. He had it on that album. Interestingly enough, one of the folks performing with him on his album was a young man named Graham Parsons, who gained fame as a member of the folk rock band The Byrds.
Wasn't Graham Parsons the mentor for Emmylou Harris?
Yes, that's what I understand, yes. And she's got a great song about him. But another name to drop, when he was in Los Angeles, he played in a band called The Gas Company. And that band was a young man named Stephen Stills, who later became the Buffalo Springfield and later Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. So Steve Young was in this mix of writers and performers and was absorbing this and providing them, I'm sure, with inspiration. The Eagles version, 1980, was released as a single, which you don't do anymore. It went to number 21 in the Billboard charts. Dolly Parton did it. Alan Jackson did it. George Strait did it. Jimmy Buffett did it. Joan Baez did it. Rita Coolidge did it. Seems like everybody has done that song.
It's a haunting story, and I want to thank you for sharing two stories with us today as we look into some noteworthy songs and their backgrounds.
I enjoyed it. Thank you.
Joining us by Skype was singer-songwriter and recording artist Bob Corley, a native of Troy who now calls Montgomery home. He'll join us again to share more noteworthy songs with a connection to Alabama, Florida, and Georgia. Bob Corley is on Facebook and can often be heard sharing his talent at various community venues. Big Mama Thornton's rendition of Hound Dog was from Songs That Inspired the King, Elvis, in 2010 on Mbop Records. And the Eagles' Seven Bridges Road song was from their Live at Santa Monica Civic Auditorium concert in 1980. Thanks for joining us today for In Focus, which is now a podcast wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is listener-supported Troy Public Radio.
Down the Seven Bridges Road.
Support comes from the Rosa Parks Museum on Troy University's Montgomery campus. Located on the spot of Mrs. Parks' historic 1955 arrest and featuring exhibits that chronicle the history of the Montgomery bus boycott. More information at troy.edu/Rosa Parks.